The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California.
On today's podcast, Sexually Transmitted Information, we are going to talk about chlamydia.
We're a group of up-and-coming epidemiologists, and we'll be focusing on the myths, facts, and education of this very common STI.
What does STI stand for?
Similar to the name of this podcast, STI stands for sexually transmitted infections.
So, what's the background on chlamydia?
Chlamydia was first discovered over 100 years ago by a man named Stanislaw Proasik and two other scientists in Berlin. They actually stumbled upon it while researching syphilis. To mimic how it spreads, they inoculated orangutans with chlamydia.
Chlamydia is a Greek word that means rough cloak. Scientists believe that intracellular protozoa pathogens cloak the nucleus of an infected cell. Isn't a cloak what ancient men wore in Greece? It looks like a thick superhero cape.
There are different strains like Chlamydia trachomatis, which is the most common among humans, and Chlamydia pneumoniae, which originated from amphibians but has evolved over time, so it can be transmitted to humans.
Chlamydia in humans is sexually transmitted via vaginal, anal, or oral sex.
It can also be transmitted from mom to baby during vaginal childbirth.
Fun fact, I hear koalas transmit chlamydia to each other as well sexually.
Koalas? What? Tell me more, please.
Yes, according to BBC Magazine, the Australian koalas are becoming endangered because of chlamydia. Koalas are infected with different strains than humans called Chlamydia pecorum. It causes conjunctivitis, leading to blindness, infertility, and can even be fatal. Koalas transmit a few ways other than sexually, like conjunctivitis contact, or the joeys, meaning, you know, their babies. Koalas get it from their moms by suckling or eating the mom's poop.
Ew, that's gross. All right, let's get back to humans. Does anyone know what the symptoms of chlamydia in humans are?
Yes, the symptoms are painful urination with burning, lower abdominal pain, bleeding between periods, painful intercourse, testicular swelling / tenderness and fever, persistent sore throat, blindness, lower back pain, vaginal / penile discharge, and infertility.
Listening to all these symptoms reminds me of medication commercials.
Some people can even be asymptomatic, meaning they have no symptoms.
Stat check. According to the Center for Disease Control, 2018, California reported cases 7 out of 8 women and 5 out of 6 men will be infected with chlamydia, and 6 out of 7 individuals will be asymptomatic.
So wait, is it treatable? How can you even treat it?
Yes, it is treatable with antibiotics if caught in time. That is why it's good to get screened for STIs.
Doctors can prescribe antibiotics like doxycycline.
So what types of tests do they do for chlamydia screening?
There is a vaginal swab or a urine testing.
Where can I even get tested?
Your local community clinic for the uninsured, or you can go to your regular healthcare provider if you have insurance.
Will they judge me based on my results?
Well, as a doctor, I don't think they would. Of course not. It's not a reflection of behavior, but a responsible health choice.
FYI, men, if you've heard horror stories about implements being inserted into your penis, that's a myth.
We are now very lucky that if any one of us were to get chlamydia, we'd be able to get tested and be given medication to cure this infection.
Especially given that it is a very common infection. I'd be surprised if we couldn't cure it. Do you know exactly what the steps are to getting treatment?
Lucky for us, we have many health centers in or near our community that have more information and resources than we do. Planned Parenthood, ever heard of it?
Wait, yeah, I have. Doesn't it provide reproductive health care? Wouldn't that also be helpful for those that have any questions about STDs?
Exactly. Well, there you go. Planned Parenthood is a perfect place to go in for screening. In addition to a community health clinic or doctor's office or the health department. But did you also know that depending on the state you live in, you can take
an at-home chlamydia test?
Whoa, that I didn't know. Wouldn't it be embarrassing, though? I mean, you're letting them know that you have a sexually transmitted disease.
That's true, but always remember that you always have to talk openly and honestly. At the end of the day, they are your doctor and they're there to help you, not judge you.
It's always important to remember that. I think that it's very easily forgotten. So how do you even get treatment for this infection?
The nurse or doctor may prescribe you some antibiotics. Just remember to take all of the medicine that is prescribed to you, even if the symptoms go away before you finish.
How would you even bring up the subject about STIs? More importantly, how would you even tell them that you got tested and that the results came back positive?
It's always good to recognize that you are conscious and aware of the new diagnosis. It's natural to feel worried, embarrassed, or have many other emotions. Remember that your partner's health is also at risk too. So it is imperative to have a conversation with them. It's impossible the infection can be caused and passed on to your partner. If they are aware and get treated, it can lead to severe health problems.
Problems? Health problems? What kind?
If a woman goes untreated, it can spread to the uterus and fallopian tube, causing PID, pelvic inflammatory disease. It can eventually lead to one's inability to get pregnant or an ectopic pregnancy. Men can also become infertile if untreated.
Oh my God, I just can't imagine having that talk with a partner.
I know it can be hard, but imagine if the roles were reversed. Wouldn't you want your partner to know if they had a sexually transmitted infection?
Be direct and honest. Don't try and sugarcoat anything. Let your partner know that you want to talk about STIs and that you have an STI. Listen and let the conversation flow naturally.
This is a very important topic and you don't know how they're going to respond. Everyone responds differently. So give them some time to process. Don't push them forward any decision.
Most importantly, you want to let your partner know and provide resources to get their questions answered. Make sure to practice safe sex, always.
Hey doctor, can you get herpes from a toilet seat? I've heard this passed around a lot by my friends.
No, herpes is spread from skin to skin contact. So you would have to be sitting on a toilet seat at the same time to get infected, but likely impossible.
Hey doctor, do you think I could get an STI from a tattoo?
You cannot contract gonorrhea or chlamydia from a tattoo or body piercing parlor, but you can get HIV or a blood-borne infection like hepatitis B or hepatitis C with unsterile needles.
Really, doctor? I wanted to get my ears pierced. Should I look out for anything?
You can ask the staff about what they use, precautions, and how they clean their needles.
Thinking about needles, I was playing soccer and I got a mosquito bite. Is that a possible way of transmission, doctor?
No, you can't transmit any STIs through a vector.
So, what would happen if I don't tell my partner?
Well, it may not apply to chlamydia, but if you have HIV or AIDS and you knowingly give someone HIV or AIDS, you could actually be charged, criminally speaking.
Wait, hold on, repeat that?
In California, and I believe in all of the US now, it is a felony to knowingly give someone HIV or AIDS. HIV and AIDS are part of the many STIs that have to be reported if you test positive.
So who does the reporting and what happens if they don't report me?
It's not like they report you to the police or anything. They report you to your local health departments and sometimes your sexual partners. It's anyone who treats you that does the reporting. So it could be your doctor, a nurse practitioner, even your pharmacist can report you your positive status. If they don't report you, it's a misdemeanor with a fine costing up to $1,000 and or 90 days in prison. Also, depending on who they are, they could possibly lose their license.
Thank you for listening to this episode on chlamydia. Tune in for our next episode.